প্রত্যাম আপ মূলং ফলং পয় হবি ব্রাহ্মণ কাম্যাচ অষ্টৈতান্য অবতঘ্নানি আপ মূলং ফলং পয় হবি ব্রাহ্মণ কাম্যাচ গুরোদ্বচন ঔষধম দিস এইট ডজ নট হার্ম আওয়ার ভাব সো he wanted us to take something. But I told that this anukalpa arrangement only in the case when one is not fit to observe that full fasting, then only anukalpa, otherwise not. But he tried his best to impress that he was a Brahmin and a Brahmana Kanya, and he is wishing, his desire is that we should take something. But anyhow, we refused, no. Because my point of argument was, then when we are unable to observe a full fast, then only this is applicable, otherwise not. And I gave the example of Ramchandra. When Bharat went to take back Ramchandra from his first bhava, first life for 14 years with Vasishtha and other guardians of the dynasty, as Bharat put, Ramchandra told that when my father, he had obligation to my stepmother that whatever she would want, and he must grant it to her. The father is already in obligation, and I am his son. It is my duty to fulfill what was his obligation. I must do that. And that was concerning me. His prayer is that Ram must go to the forest and Bharat will get the throne. But father, though I am told that he could not pronounce the cruel word, but still he is under obligation. And it is, I conceive that it is my imperative duty to do what my father had commitments. So I am coming, I must go on with this forest life for 14 years. Then Bharat came with this argument, all right, there is provision in the Shastra that one can delegate his duty, anyone to discharge the duty. So you accept me as your delegation, and I shall live in the forest 14 years, and you go and take possession of the throne. Otherwise, the public in general and all concerned, they are feeling much pain. They are in misery, so go and relieve them. And that was approved by the priest, the guru, Vasishtha, etc., the authority in the Shastra, the supposed authority in the Shastra, Shastric knowledge. They approved, yes. By delegation, it may be done. But Ramchandra still refused. No. The question of delegation presupposes that one has got some sort of inability. Then also he can delegate. Otherwise not. But I am quite fit. Why should I accept another person to do it for myself? I am quite fit. When unfit, then only the question of delegating one's duty comes to exist, otherwise no. The rishis were all silent. I put this argument to that gentleman at Birmingham, Goswami, that when we are, we face some difficulty to go on with our duty in any way, then of course the question of the unkalpa arises. When I am quite fit, why should I take recourse to unkalpa? We can pass. That was the plane of my argument. And of course he would not urge more. The request stopped. We came there from the fasting and offering our wishes there. Pundari Vidya Nidhi, Vasudev Datta and Mukunda Datta. In one village, these three great Vaishnavas, all of our Mahaprabhu, was born by abroad. Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol. Nanda Datta was a continuous follower of Mahaprabhu, almost. Because his peculiar position in Gaudiya, in literature, and Vasudev Datta is also so. Mahaprabhu told, Vasudev Datta can use me as Babsa Jinishkiti Vala.
Commodity.
Commodity. However he wants me to sell, I cannot but be sold there. He has got so much affinity for me, Vasudev Datta. And who told that the whole burden of all the sins may be put on my head and let me go for eternity to hell, but release the whole creation. I can't tolerate their suffering. That is the famous expression of Vasudev Datta. Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol. And Pundari Vidya Nidhi. This thing. And Chittagam. And Mahaprabhu used to, their language, to imitate their language.
Chittagam.
Chittagam. When Nimai Pandit, he used to, he mimics Nakivala
Tatavanja. Mimic.
And Siddhachi, Srihatta. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur. Vidai Gaur Hari Gaur.
Vasudev Datta Maharaj, who wrote that poem, sang that song, Vidhi Gaur Nahato.
The Vasudev Ghosh. He comes from Radhesh. Vasu Ghosh from Vedbham and Vasudev Datta Chittagam.
Is Mukunda Datta and Vasudev Datta are brothers?
We are not brothers, perhaps nephew and uncle perhaps. Vasudev Datta is senior and Mukunda
Yesterday you were speaking about Mukunda Datta.
Mukunda Datta and Vasudev Datta. Yesterday we are saying about Pundarik Vidya Nidhi.
Yes, and in relation to him, it was Mukunda Datta who introduced
Ganadhar Pandit. Yes, Mukunda Datta.
He was Pradyumna. He was
Pradyumna Raghunandan.
Raghunandan,
sorry. Mukunda Datta was not. Mukunda Datta was never a Pundarik Vidya Nidhi. In the same village, they live. Mukunda Datta, Vasudev Datta, and Pundarik Vidya Nidhi, the common village near Chittagong. And Vasu Ghosh, Govinda Ghosh, they are from Radhesh, near about Nityananda Bodh Press.
Birbhum.
Part of Bardhaman, western part. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Vasu Ghosh is one of eight Sakhi in Vrindavan, Vasu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Muganda, Vasu Ghosh Adigam. Vasudev Datta, Mukunda Datta. Any question?
Yes. When we start chanting japa, the Maha Mantra Hare Krishna, the first times we are chanting a japa mala by the order of the spiritual master, it seems that we get more realization, more of the mantra, then as time goes, it seems it becomes more and more difficult. Many devotees have mentioned that they have this feeling as time goes, it becomes more difficult. Why does this happen?
That is taste of Maya presents itself. When one begins a religious life, in the beginning he is neglected. How long he will, let us see how long he can stick to it. But when Maya finds that yes, it is not flickering, but really he wants to leave my jurisdiction, then she starts a real attack. And that comes as a test to the beginner, and if he can stand that, then of course he will go out. The parikha, the test, that is, in every case it becomes such. In the beginning, if neighboring country comes to disturb the big power, negotiate. That is wise attempt. But if he finds that it is serious, then he also becomes serious. And then the fight comes, and then one must survive. That is the... And the sadhan means to, that is the fight, the battle of sadhan, to fight with the adverse circumstances. They are also arrayed against them. Once there was this boy, Govinda Maharaj, in Calcutta, he went to collect funds and to preach on the side, side by side. Then one merchant told him, why these sadhus, they have got any disease? Are you they have accepted the path to God, and why should they suffer from any disease? The boy answered. It is the sadhu who is only should be attacked with disease. And why you should be attacked? Why? Because you are faithful subject of Maya. Any time Maya will be able to get rent from you, you are all submissive subject. You may be released, but when one is going, trying his utmost to go out of his jurisdiction, her jurisdiction, he will come with all his dues, pay up my dues and then you will go out.
Very good answer.
natural, common sense. A notable answer. So also when I begin seriously, in a serious stage, then also the test from Maya comes. Yes, you want to go out of my clutch? Let me try. Let me try. Hare Krishna.
I have one question, if you can excuse me.
Yes.
That concerns...
Say your name.
My name is Satananda, and I have one question about the ISKCON society today. It's very disturbed because of the recent initiation by your divine grace of the sannyas initiation. So I cannot understand that my Srila Prabhupada has given the managerial authority to the leaders of our movement and that we follow them. So I cannot understand how we can please our Srila Prabhupada by going against their instructions, even if they may be not, their understanding may not be right and they may be acting wrongly. I cannot understand how we can please them, how we can please our Srila Prabhupada if we act against their instructions. And also from yourself, I cannot understand how you can initiate them and encourage them to also act in this way. I beg your forgiveness for any offense against you, but Minya, please explain this to me. It's a confusing thing in my mind.
What did you say?
It took a few days to answer this.
He said, excuse me, but there are other gentlemen in our ISKCON society are managing authority.
Yeah, the leader.
But
who is he?
All the
GBC.
GBC.
No, I'm not GBC.
He is Satyananda.
Satyananda is within GBC.
No. He is Satyananda. He said,
he is Satyananda.
He says that Your Grace conferred sannyas, and
what is his position?
Grihastha and Grihastha.
I see something black having a mustache now.
In Japan, they don't allow foreign Vaishnav in Japan. So to go in there, we have to disguise our identity.
In Japan, all must have this mustache.
There's only two Americans there. All others are Japanese or another country, so it is a very special arrangement.
Right.
Because there was some trouble with the government there before. They don't allow our society.
I may say, but I don't say also that whether you will be able to understand my points of argument.
that I'm willing to hear.
You see, you try to follow it. The relative and the absolute standpoint. Suppose you are an American. There is communist.
Some is there. There may be some.
Communist.
Few people there.
Few.
A few.
And mainly.
Mainly, capitalist.
Catholic.
Capitalist.
Capitalist and communist and socialist. Suppose you are a socialist at heart. When there is clash between the capitalist and socialist, in general practices, you will have some harmonious way of life, but when it's in any class, what side you are to accept?
I'm
first socialist or capitalist. Your creed is that of socialist. You live in a country where the majority is capitalist. No class, no difference, but when there is any class, what side you are to identify yourself with?
Internally, I may identify as socialist, but for peace, for the good of the country.
If you are out and out socialist, then you should try to leave the country and join the socialists. If necessary. If you try to assert the social cause of the socialist, if you fail, you will try to keep your creed, keep your faith, purity of faith for the socialist, you will try to leave the country and join the socialist. Will you do that?
Yes. But
or you will take leave of the socialist creed and mix with the capitalist. What should you do?
I will leave the country.
Country.
But
so the absolute and the relative. Two classes of interest. When for the absolute interest we find more importance. We must be sincere to our own creed. Then, sometimes, we have to leave the paraphernalia, if that does not suit me. So, in the conception of the purity of what is Vaishnava creed, the purity and the form. The form is also necessary to help me, in a general way, to maintain my present position. And at the same time, my conception of the higher ideal will always goad me to advance, to go forward. And wherever I shall go, the greater model, greater ideal, I must do. Life is a progressive, not stagnant. And do you follow? It is a progressive. We are in sadhana. We are in progressive life. We are wanted to go ahead, not back. Not backward. So, the formal position will help me to maintain my present position and my affinity, extraordinary affinity for the ideal will goad me towards the front. And the progressive party, there are so many parties in so many nations. The progressive communist, and the pro-progressive communist in Christianity, generally Catholic, then again Protestant, again Puritans in this way. So development in the right way and also in the wrong way. is dynamic one, a living one. Adjustment, adjustment, readjustment is always going on. And accordingly, we should also change our present position. We shall have to change our present position so that we may not have to sacrifice the high ideal for which we have come. So it is necessary. One is born in a particular family by the arrangement of the nature, but his high ideal asks him to leave the country sometimes. The Einstein had to leave Germany and to go to America for his high ideal life. And so many instances may be found in the world. The ideal is all in all. The highest ideal in a man is the highest thing, well, the gem. The most precious is our ideal. In Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharman Parityajyamami Kamsaranam Varya, I am the real purport of Shastra. There are Shastra, the scriptures. Many things are recommended there, but meant to promote us towards the truth in indirect way. When you come to a position of direct search, you must accept that. Sadharma nishanam seyo paradharma bhayabaha. It is also said that for the sake of your friends near about, you will give up your idea. That is also recommended. But it is also told, sarvadharmaan parityajya. It's necessary to maintain the high ideal. You will have to give up your friends also. The high type of idealist, they give up their country, their family, their friends, everything. They can't give up the ideal. So the idealist, we are spiritual opportunists. Will you follow? Be able to follow? The Shiksha Guru, our Guru Parampara is that of Shiksha Guru, not of Diksha Guru. Do you follow? Do you understand?
I'm not.
The Guru Parampara.
I know Guru.
You will find Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nayana Rupanuga Janaya Jivan in this way. That are the descent, the line of descent of the highest truth of Krishna consciousness, the channel, that is of Shiksha Guru. There, who has a standard of realization in a proper line that has been taken in the list of Guru Parampara, not of Diksha Guru Parampara. Diksha is more or less a formal thing. And the material thing is Shiksha Guru. And if Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru is congruent, the most fortunate we are. So it is necessary in Shastra, it has been told, that Guru Lakshan, Shishya Lakshan. What should be the science of a guru? And the guhat will be the symptoms of a disciple. Disciple and the preceptor. In the scripture, their looks from their symptoms has been described. The guru must be of such order, the disciple must be of such order, and they will come in connection, and then it will produce the result, desired result. And also it is mentioned in Hari Bhakti Vilas, when a better person is available, then those of lower type, they should not venture to make disciple on their face. Suppose you have got a better seed, you have got the land, the better seat should be utilized first. And if better seat is not available, then ordinary seat may be shown. Do you follow?
Mm-hmm.
For the interest of the whole. The better seat should be given first chance. If we are indifferent, if we are pure in heart, if you are selfless, then the better seed should be allowed to be sown first as much as possible, wherever it is available. Lower type of seed should be withdrawn. So, when a higher type of guru is available to any circle, the lower type of guru, they will shrink, not to interfere for the benefit of the whole, and that is the will of the Supreme God. That is not a monopoly of anyone. It should be the monopoly of Krishna and the Krishna consciousness. And wherever that Krishna consciousness is available, we are concerned with that. Krishna says in Gita and in many places, in Bhagavatam especially, that I start the movement, but gradually by the enervating influence of the plane that goes down. And then when I find that it has gone down considerably, then I shall have to come again and to give a fresh movement. And then again I find that is going down by the adverse influence of the environment. And again I send some person of my own to clear the position and to give some fresh energy, invest some fresh capital. And again I find that in this way things go on here. We should look to the standard of knowledge. What is Krishna consciousness? That is not a thing to keep in an iron chest and keep the key in his one hand. Krishna consciousness, not any particular person's monopoly. It is there, wherever it is, we must bow down our head. One who has got eye, he will see it. So we shall divvagyan, that sort of eye is necessary. What is Krishna consciousness? The guru should try to impart the capacity of reading what is Krishna consciousness proper and must have sincerity. It is not a trait, not a monopoly. Where is Krishna consciousness? The sincere souls must hanker and thank thoughts that I can appreciate this is Krishna consciousness, wherever it may be. I can appreciate, this is real Krishna consciousness. We should thank our stars if we can feel it, understand it, conceive it. Krishna consciousness, proper. So I started with this idea that so many sincere souls that came in my connection, they are becoming dissatisfied and indifferent to the present movement of ISKCON. They are avoiding them, they are going away. This touched my heart, and I was repeatedly requested by Swami Maharaj, look after them. I have taken them some raw things to you all, especially to you. Please look after them. I did not think at that time that he would pass away before me. And above that, I have got some affinity for the cause we have come to our Guru. for the cause of Mahaprabhu, for the cause of Bhagavat as our belief has come, I should have some interest in general. So if anyone coming to seek Krishna consciousness, he is going very frustrated, then naturally some sympathy should come in my heart to help them to relieve, for it to give them relief. With that idea, whatever I can, that is very meager. Still, I am sitting here, I am not running hither, thither, to disturb the brains of the ISKCON followers. I am not running hither, thither. But I am sitting here, idle man. And those that are coming to me, how can I think in my heart there is some goodwill for Guru Maharaj, Swami Maharaj, and Mahaprabhu, and Bhagavatam, and Krishna? If I got some sympathy for them, then those who come to me, how can I sit tight without giving what I know, what I feel, without extending this sort of help to those friends. Only some formal consideration that what ISKCON is doing, the few gentlemen whom I consider to be a student, not a professor. From my absolute consideration standpoint, I am saying, I consider them to be student, not professor. And they have become self-made authority, and whatever they will dictate, I shall obey that. I am not a person of that type. Hare Krishna. With my clear conscience to God, that is to the Krishna, to Mahaprabhu, to my Gurudev, and to Swami Maharaj, what I am doing, I think it is justified.
For preaching all over the world.
Yes.
Then
what they are doing, that I have appreciation. In general way, they can go on extent, but in special cases, they are not satisfied with them. What about that? They came to Swami Maharaj with their sincere heart to get something, and they will be frustrated, go back empty-handed, and they cry, hither and thither, and they will go march on in their bigoted way. Let them do the world at large, the world, wide world, they may work. But only a few that are not satisfied with their conduct and their policy, if they are given some sort of permission to maintain their religious life, spiritual life, why they create a row so much for that? That is detrimental to their own cause. I am not an aggressor, I am not an enemy to them. I always like that they flourish. That is my interest, that is my interest to my Guru, Swami Maharaj, Mahaprabhu, that they will let them capture the whole world. I will be satisfied. I'm not an enemy.
I think they are afraid now that if anyone, if this is allowed, then in the future,
they should not be afraid of mine. I think I am their friend. And let us take that angle of vision. Let them take that angle of vision. Still their friend, because we have our common cause. But at the same time, I don't think that those novice, they are all perfect Vaishnava.
No, I don't either. But they think that now, whenever someone has a different idea, they may do as they like, and they don't need
we
to
We are all seekers, all students we are, and none of us perfect. Whenever we shall think that I have attained perfection, I am gone. The quest is such. Always dependent on the above. That attitude should be maintained all through the life. Always dependent. Whenever I shall think that it is within our fist, I am gone. Always in the life of a beggar and not of a king. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Vidai Gaur Haribo. Oh, you are three acharyas. Eh?
Yes.
I asked him, don't do this. Eh?
Huh?
Don't do this. Some mother, direct affair. So, not so easily they should be considered to be the criminal before your court. So, they are self-condemned. That the Acharya position of Acharya is not perfect, they have proved it already by their past action. That Acharya's position is vulnerable. But I gave caution before that, not saying that they are perfect, but that this posing will help them for that purpose. And then when there is an apparent clash with me, they consider they are perfect. What's this? This is a foolish thing. Even Swami Maharaj had some respect for me, their Gurudev, I know it. We had talked, this confidential talk here. And he has got also the courage to openly declared that, Sridhar Maharaj, I have some respect for. Still, they consider them that I am a criminal to stand on the box of a criminal's box against their before their parliamentary constitution. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. কত বাজে
এখন বাজে মনে হয় 9টা বাজছে
10:09
ওকে বলে দিচ্ছি 9টা থেকে স্বর্ণ মন্দির রেডি
নিদাই গৌর হরিব নিদাই গৌর হরিব